Well, hello, and this is what I think we're calling episode 5 of what seems to be Walks with Lottie, our little black Labrador. And I'm gradually figuring out little things, so hopefully getting little bits of improvement of being able to cut out unwanted noises and things like that from recording. I don't have a great deal of time to learn to do it and to carry it out. Try and gradually just improve it as we go. I don't think we'll be hitting the iTunes charts just yet. Who knows? People always said I talk too much through most of my life, so that's been missing my vocation all along. There's a wonderful story Sir Ken Robinson says about a child who was, people were claiming was hyperactive. And the very wise person looked at her and said, she's not hyperactive, she's a dancer. She went on to become a very famous dancer and choreographer. I think there's probably lots of kids at school who talk too much. I know it's something I was always being told off for. And maybe they missed their vocation, but maybe they went on to find it in later life and became, you know, presenters or something like that. Or perhaps it's a writer's thing to do, to have words spilling out of them all the time to all and sundry. Oh, she's going to have a bit of rough ground there. One thing that sometimes seems a bit weird on these is I have set this little app to skip the silences so that the recordings don't become too long. And it does make me sound slightly hyperactive myself sometimes, that it suddenly jumps from one thing to another, and in reality there was a little silence between them which it hadn't recorded. But we'll see how it goes. I think at the moment the advantages of being short outweigh the disadvantages of being slightly rambling. Come on, Lottie. She's found something very nice to sniff at. I'm a little bit late today, so she's feeling slightly resentful, I think. Might be able to hear her collar tags jingling along as she runs. I'm sure these walks do us a great deal of good. So, better talk something about writing, I guess. That's the general theme. It's amazing what you can come across. So you mustn't spend too much time getting distracted on social media, but sometimes you can just see a tweet and it makes a lot of difference. I saw a tweet from, this was from Lindsay Baroka, a really fantastic writer of the, lots and lots of books, but one I've read and thoroughly enjoyed was The Emperor's Edge, which finished recently, and I must get around to doing a nice review for, because that was a little bit different, which I always like. Really nice. Anyway, Lindsay had mentioned a post which in turn linked to a self-publishing roundtable podcast, which in turn linked to another article, and it was all about the use of keywords, getting your books into the right place in the Kindle store. I knew a little bit about this from when I put mine up, because I struggled, because the Darkening Stone doesn't seem to fit that well into some of the slots. It's probably an experience a lot of us have. And you learn little by little. I read David Cochran's, however you pronounce it, Let's Get Visible. Learned a lot from that about, it's an eye-opener, for instance, that some of the categories don't match up, so they don't, you can pick a category that doesn't exist. So that's a waste of time. It doesn't exist in the Kindle store. It just exists in the KDP backend. So you've got to be careful with things like that. Thinking about how many books are in that category, so what rank you'd need before you started to get anywhere in a chart. Things like that. So if you haven't seen that article, I'll try and put some links down to those underneath. Well, I will put some links there. It won't take a minute, as I've stored them away anyway in Evernote, I think, today. Really good stuff. Made me stop and wonder whether I should just change my keywords, change a category. Very important, absolutely vital. It's to get your books into the right place, because there are so many books on the Kindle store you just won't be seen. And it's, you know, just like opening the window and throwing your book out and hoping it's going to find an audience. That just ain't going to work. So do some research on that is my advice. You really want to make the most of that first month. And I haven't on my books, especially the first Darkening Stone book when I really didn't know what I was doing. And I made a lot of formatting mistakes and things like that, which are kind of trying when you look back on them. You know, you learn. Something a lot of people do is you get so excited to get the book out with your first one, you just want to press that button very quickly. If you're at that state, please just take a moment and just have a look at some of the articles around. There's lots of helpful stuff about KDP that you can find. And of course, other online stores are available. Well, I haven't really mastered those yet, so that's another thing I've got to do. You've got to kind of, try and control what time you spend on what task to some degree. You have to think, well, I'm going to focus on this for the moment. Other things can always come later. It can seem very overwhelming at first, and then promptly followed by being very underwhelming when not much happens. It's a bit of a split, really, because I'm sure most people who set off to write books didn't set off to be marketers. I know it's one of those things that I've found hasn't particularly come easy to me, but you know, you can learn to love marketing. You can start to learn, and just, it's not some dreadful commercial thing that's going to sully your art. It is part of the business. If you're going to be self-published, you do need to take that on the chin and just get on with it, I'm afraid. I guess I'm kind of used to it because I do have a small business of building websites for people, particularly WordPress sites. And I've been doing that for a few years, not in a huge way. Funnily enough, I think I'm learning a lot more about marketing with my books than I ever did about managing to market the idea of building websites and my skills in that area. I'm just not that excited about it, you know. I'm not bad at it and I can do it, but I don't particularly live and breathe it. I don't feel it's what defines me, whereas I think deep down I feel like I am a writer. That's kind of what I was planning to do, so a lot of my life I spent not doing it has been felt quite frustrating. And I think there are an awful lot of people like me out there. This self-publishing revolution has woken up, really, and thought, well, yeah, we can do it. You know, we can pursue our goals and our dreams and get on and do it. We don't have to have permission anymore. It's really powerful. We don't need permission, but we do need to work very, very, very hard at it and really try and get things right. I still feel a bit as though I would like to re-edit my first full-length book, but I've spent so long on it, I think it's okay. Hopefully, quite a few people have said they've really liked it, and it's quite amazing when you get some nice reviews. I mean, way over in the States, which is amazing. Got a 4-star and a 5-star review. Big numbers, but they're tough to get. Discussed the other day, good reviews are hard to find. Good reviewers, sometimes too, who will actually look at your work onwards and upwards. Of course, I haven't really had much opportunity for comments to come up because I've only done a couple of these so far. The recording quality on the first one was pretty awful. I'm hoping to be a slightly more focused on these in the future. It would be nice if anybody has some ideas that they think I should talk about. Give them an airing. That would be great. Leave a comment, please. Really appreciated. Or contact me on Twitter. It's Mikey Campling. One thing's quite nice. There's not many Camplings in the world. It's quite a rare surname. So they're not a huge number of us. Very few Mikeys within that little group. So that means I'm pretty easy to find. So do give me a shout or a holler or whatever you call it where you are. Oh, just remembered one thing I thought I might mention. And I'll tie it up for today, I think. I'm probably not going to get any writing done today because I've got some paying work for a client to do on the website. And the moments of time how I'm going to be going with that, because it's going to be the Easter holiday soon. I want to get some work out of the way. And amongst the nonsense that's spoken, amongst the nonsense that's talked about by writers and writer types, there are all kinds of strange mythical rules that are meant to have, like, you know, you must write every day and things like this. It's just all a lot of nonsense, really. I think you've got to find what works for you. And you mustn't feel like if you miss a day, you know, it might be for family reasons, you might be ill, or work reasons, whatever. You shouldn't feel bad about it, it's not a sin. You should, I don't think so. I'm not very hot in my Bible study, but I shalt not skip a day. I don't think that was in there. You know, you got to grab your time where you can and not worry about it if you miss it. I mean, if it's just because you're feeling a bit lazy, that's different. You shouldn't really give in to that. You should go and get out your word processor or a bit of paper and just write, and then something happened or something. So, you know, and then a thing occurred, and laugh about it and think, well, at least I've written some words and you might lighten up and do something. But no, don't quit. But don't have too much angst about it, because that anxiety is the absolute enemy of creativity. It really is. The idea that they sort of, you know, you have to go and live in poverty and be stressed to be creative is absolute nonsense. You need to be free to do it, that's the thing. You need to be relaxed enough to do it. There's a nice John Cleese video somewhere on YouTube, very old one, about being playful to be creative. You know, really important. You know, imagine, I don't think children get stressed if they miss their turn on the swings or in the sandpit. They might get a bit angry about it and stamp their feet, but I don't think they have angst and go, oh no, it's really bad. I haven't been on the swings today and I'm meant to go 30 times every day. You know, it's just the sort of rubbish adults inflict on themselves. Take it where you can. If you can't grab that time, don't worry. I'll give you a pass. I'll send you one in the post saying, this pass hereby declares that I have authority not to write today because I'm far too busy doing something else. Not to be used in conjunction with slumping in front of junk telly and stuffing your face with a whole packet of chocolate biscuits. Now that's naughty. So my favourite old oak tree, so I think I'll call it a day. You can call it what you want. You can call it a marshmallow. Looks far too far behind. Come on, laddie! I'll say goodbye and chat to you again another day. Bye. Oh, and thank you for listening.